salt you put on the table?
Plate, knife, a fork.
Okay.
Glass.
And if you're going to have iced tea, you probably have to have some...
water.
Okay. For the sugar, you'll have to have a...
sugar bowl.
Okay, and a...
salt and pepper shaker.
To put the sugar in your glass in, you're going to have a...
spoon.
Okay. If you're going to have steak, you'll probably have steak...
knife.
Okay. If the dishes are all dirty, you might say, well, I guess I better get up and...
wash the dishes.
Okay. And after your wife washes the dishes, then she does what with them in hot water?
Scald them.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the cloth or the rag that you use for washing dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or the rag that you use for drying them?
Dish towel.
Okay. Do you help with the dishes?
No, I do all of it.
Oh, you do? All right. How'd you like to come work at my house? My husband will help sometimes, but he won't do it all.
Yeah. Well, I do, since I retired, I do it. I just like to do it, and that gives Mama a chance to do other things she likes to do. She got so many arms in the forest, so much ceramic and everything. And
yeah. Well, my husband likes to cook, which is great.
Well, I like to cook.
Are you a good cook?
Well, they all eat it. I like it.
Nobody's died yet,
no.
Huh?
I've got a crock pot that I like to cook in here.
Yeah.
I put beans on last night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Cooked them all night till day for noon.
Yeah. Buddy, my husband's name is Buddy, and Buddy fixed some beans not long ago in the crock pot, and he fixed pork and beans from scratch.
Uh-huh.
You know, like from dried beans, and I never knew that. I always thought pork and beans came in a can, you know?
Yeah.
But they were really good.
Yeah, we fixed some here while there. Got the little navy beans and made them out of that.
Let's see. What do you call that little piece of terry cloth that you used to baby face with?
That's a washcloth.
Okay. And after you take a bath, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
Okay. If you want to get a glass of water, you'd probably go in the kitchen and turn on the
faucet.
Okay. And if it was outside in the backyard, would you call it anything different?
Faucet, the same.
Okay. What if it was on a big water can, like...
spout.
Okay, right. You might say, in the winter, you might say, last night it was so cold that our water pipes...
burst.
Okay, if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
pop.
Okay, have you ever had your pipes burst?
Like what?
Have you ever had your pipes burst like that?
Oh yeah, huh?
Really? What happened?
I called a plumber.
Really? I didn't know it got that cold down here. I didn't know it got that cold down here.
Oh yeah. We was moving in a new house, 1943.
Uh-huh.
Down there where Live Oak Drive is now. And it was about 1,000 feet outside the city limits. And I had to furnish the pipe. And I had this ditch dug, this plowed ditch, and had the pipe in there and turned it on one afternoon, and it froze that night.
Mm.
And I had to replace every other joint. I had to take 500 feet of pipe.
Oh, how awful. Mm. But that was expensive.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Like to ruin me.
Yeah. When they do that, I've never seen a pipe.